And welcome. Guys, I do hope you're having a wonderful Friday morning on this 27th of May. And as we get into the rest of today's programming here on your number one talk radio station, this is your brand conversation. Well, it is all about the branding conversation. It is all about, you know, what you can do, what you can involve, what you can bring in to the discussion points with regards to, you know, what you can take away from here. However, we started yesterday with, an aspect of taking a look at trying to manage reputation damage for a brand. Now, all that, guys, was the semblance, was the notion, was the signaling of the role of public relations, because public relations forms part of the promotional pillar that you find under the overall marketing philosophy. Now, the promotional pillar, guys, is somewhat the smaller one of all the other, but it has the most in terms of the activities than the rest of the others. That being of distribution or place, price, and then product. Product, pretty straightforward. Price, just as straightforward. And distribution or place, just as straightforward. But ultimately, within the public relations discussion, we need to understand first and foremost, you know, where we're taking this discussion. Because I mentioned yesterday reputation management, or how to manage a reputational repair session, or trying to sort of like redeem any form of reputation for a brand. In today's discussion, we're going a little bit more, we're zooming in a little bit more in terms of public relations crisis management. Or crises management, because you can have more than one crisis erupting. Now, ultimately, just in terms of sharing with you what public relations first and foremost is like it says, it's the practice of managing and disseminating information from an individual or an organization to a public in order to affect the public perception. To affect public perception. Because, like I mentioned, guys, in yesterday's discussion, it's all about brand recognition, brand perception, brand recall, brand awareness, and in terms of the scales, where all those aspects are measured. You've got the two extremes, good or bad, hot or cold, you know, favorable, not favorable, positive, negative. Whichever one you want to take a look at. Now, ultimately, when we get into the discussion with regards to effective crisis management within public relations, because that's ultimately one of the aspects what public relations has to do, there's a whole host of discussion points that you can, you know, explore with regards to public relations and so on. But ultimately, public relations itself deals with some forms of crisis management. Now, in PR, or a PR crisis is sometimes a very frightening prospect to consider. I'll give you the example of what had happened under Jacob Zuma's tenure in South Africa. There was a lot of public relations going about. They actually involved a consulting firm that has one of its specialist consultancy products, or one of its specialties is that of public relations in a form. I won't mention the name right now because it, in terms of that, the company was actually being investigated because they also had a way in terms of being involved by the South African Gupta brothers, who are implicated as one of the most wanted people in South Africa currently. Now, in all that, public relations itself can be on the one of the two, you know, positions, either on the good side or either on the bad side. In this example of Jacob Zuma, it was involved on the bad side because this firm was brought in to, you know, conduct some sort of information dissemination exercise, do some forms of, you know, spreading information. Ultimately, it's all about maintaining the crisis, maintaining the scenario. Now, in an ideal world, guys, a well-managed company wouldn't have to worry about any sort of thing like a crisis or a public relations crisis. That's a well-managed company. Now, unfortunately also, it's not an ideal world that we live in. It's not. Because the question is, if not a crisis will strike, but then when will it happen? If the crisis doesn't happen, but when will it happen? Now, crisis management in public relations, guys, is or has some general rules that help organizations manage their presence during such a pressure situation. Now, to make the complicated process a little bit more digestible, we take a look at these three aspects. First and foremost, you get pre-crisis management. Second, you get crisis management. And then lastly, you get post. So you have to see it as a process with the pre, the crisis, and the post. Ultimately, these three will have to follow in that order because they are all about the same event or the same eventuality. And ultimately, all of them is all about levels of preparation that you have to consider. Now, remember the little, you know, adage that I shared yesterday in terms of where Dwight Eisenhower, my namesake, had indicated during the Second World War, where he noted that he finds preparation useless, especially for war. But he finds being prepared priceless. Because ultimately, being prepared will allow you to at least be armed in some or other way, instead of being found wanting or defenseless. Now, if we take a look at this, if we take a look at these aspects. Now, in crisis management and public relations, this is the process of preparing an organization for a major event that threatens the organization's reputation, its stakeholders' reputation, or even the general public. Yes, guys. Remember, in public relations, you've got external and internal relations or publics. External and internal publics. Now, the main goal of a PR department or even a public relations consultant or an officer would be to inform all interested parties about a current situation, potential risks, and even planned actions. A well-prepared crisis plan should also contain the first step of message or the first type of a message that will be sent out to the world. I'll tell you now that one that is now currently the biggest crisis, the public relations crisis currently happening in the world, is the example of what's currently happening with the UK's Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He's in the worst public relations nightmare. He finds himself in a nightmare, he and his ministers, unfortunately, but most of it is centered around him. Currently, it's with regards to what is known as Partygate. Now, Partygate is based upon the lockdown regulations that the UK had in, was it November? November or December? No, sorry. In May 2020. Now, during that month of May 2020, it was reported and investigations were done that there were a host of parties. These host of parties took place when they had, what? COVID-19 regulations that were dictating that not more than two people can gather in one place. In one room even, or even in a house. Not more than two people. Ultimately, they had a staff party at their Prime Minister's office where more than 200 people were invited on one instance. More than 200 people. Now, this nightmare already, as I mentioned to you, it's a nightmare for him because he is constantly, every week, he is being bombarded with questions about why did you have the parties? Why are you saying you did not know about the parties? Now, what is the worst thing for any kind of public relations officer or anyone else is the person who's under scrutiny, whose reputation is being questioned, is also contributing to this entire nightmare by lying. Now, remember, guys, in these little steps that I indicated yesterday, or the little lessons, is all about do not act immediately. Well, unfortunately, he's a politician. So questions were posed to him directly. That being in their parliament session, I do not know which one it is, either the House of Lords or not, because it's, I don't know if it's the House of Commons or even, but it's the one where he has to answer, like they call it the Prime Minister's questions and answer sessions. Similar to what our president had to, has annually, but they have it like every week or every day. Now, right there, the notion is that they're looking, or the other politicians and the other stakeholders in the broader external publics are looking for some form of, please explain why these parties were necessary. Please explain why you had people in your country die from COVID who were told they cannot even say goodbye to their loved ones. But ultimately, you were doing the total opposite, allowing staff parties to take place where more than 200 people were invited. I'll tell you what's even more worse, guys, is that between that whole public relations nightmare is that there are multiple people trying to defend him instead of being just one voice. One voice. This has led currently to a police investigation and then secondly into an independent commission investigation. In the commission's investigation, where a report was released earlier this week, ultimately it indicated that there were confirmed numerous parties during said lockdown periods for the UK. Now imagine 60 million people being angry at you. Yes, 60 million people. This includes opposition politicians and even your own politicians from your own party being mad at you. Now, ultimately, guys, that is the worst PR nightmare any public relations person can ever want for. It is a case study. It is a case study. But it ultimately is to give you the platform. Now, in that same regard, the messaging has always varied from Johnson, Boris Johnson, in that sense, because first he would say, I did not know there were parties. Then lastly, he said, I think there was a party, but I did not know it was a party. And then he would say, I think it was not a party. I was there, but I wasn't there for long, and I didn't know they would continue on after that. Now, as you can see, even worse, compounding things even worse for any, public relations consultant is that the messaging continues to change. Now, I mentioned here that there must be some first type of message that will be sent out to the world if the crisis unfolds or happens or erupts. Now, unfortunately, if you've got three kinds of messaging coming through, people will obviously think you are not serious. You are not serious. Now, public relations and marketing teams are the first lines of defense for your company or for your organization or even for your government. Now, whether you leave
Gusa et tokoro lyo uhunga, lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni, ninka wakurugane yowamba, wakurugane yowamba, wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Moktura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma okoko, dimo gwana koma pukuru gomanzi, tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, ntatu ye utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, coming back, guys, from our break right there. Now, indicating in this, in terms of where, you've got public relations or marketing teams that are supposed to be your first lines of defense for any organization that you come from, is that Whether the question then comes out after that is whether you leave the crisis unscathed depends on mainly how well you handle the crisis of it. Because there won't be an instance where you come out unscathed. You will have some blue knocks on you. You will have some bruises. You will have scratches or some bite marks on you. I'm talking this all in a metaphorical sense, not in a literal sense, guys. Now, ultimately, we are seeing, you know, we are even seeing public relations instances here in Namibia take place. And even in South Africa. Now, in all this, for those of you who are in the lines of communication, like myself and various other professionals finding themselves in the broader communications industry, is that if you're going to be handling or participating in a public relations crisis, you've got to be taking a few of these notes in terms of understanding how you can approach it, how you can handle it, how you can carry it, weigh it, and even process it. Because ultimately, it's about waiting it out, dealing with the pressures, and then ultimately seeing how long or how much you've survived from the major storm that you just came from. Now, the first one that you've got to be taking a look at is that you've got to classify the problem or the problems, if they're multiple of them, and you shouldn't overreact. Never overreact. Don't overreact, guys. Do not overreact. Ever, ever. Now, think about the impact of a crisis on an overall performance and reputation of your company or your organization. Remember, it's not just a company that needs PR. It's also an organization. Think about it. Always think about it. Classify the problems, see it, and then base it upon the overall performance. Is it hurting, you know, sales or service provision in one or other function? Is it impacting, you know, the livelihoods of the rest of the companies or the organization's employees or staff or workforce? Is it doing that? Is it hampering the ability to function, the organization to function forward, to go ahead and function? Is it doing that? Now, ultimately, that will lead you into the second approach to take on, which is reacting swiftly. Now, remember, you don't react immediately and you don't overreact, right? But the moment you've identified various discussion, what the issue is and the various issues that exist, ultimately, then you'll be asked, or it will demand from you, the situation will demand from you to act. Now, when you do that, the sooner you address the issue, the greater the chance you'll be able to control the narrative and minimize any damage that comes out of it. Any damage. Now, moving from the reaction, because you are reacting, there's no way of being proactive, is that you've got to evaluate. Identifying the first response unit. Now, the first response unit is usually customer service or social media teams. Or, you know, if it's in an organization, it's usually someone that is on the front line that is usually mostly in contact with external stakeholders like customers or, you know, general public for that matter. That is your first response unit. Remember, guys, we are humans. Humans, we love conflict. Conflict is part of our nature. So for an organization, whether it be a company or, you know, whatever kinds of organization it is, there is no way that you can avoid conflict. No way. And in that sense, you've got to have the first three of these steps, the first three of these aspects of how to handle a public relations crisis, you've got to have it under your thumb, under control. You've got to have the sense of being in charge with that thing, taking charge in a sense. Now, from the response unit, it leads you to the evaluation of the crisis situation, because Evaluating the crisis situation allows you to see what the knock-on effects are. How big is the scale of the crisis that you're dealing with? How big is the scale of the impact that you've seen in terms of in the reaction of swiftly reacting? Because firstly, you would have reacted in terms of that this is the situation there. But evaluating the crisis situation would then see to you how quickly it is exploding, expanding, and catching fire like a wildfire running around, and how broad it's becoming a major topic or major discussion. Because the first action of your PR crisis team should be damage assessment and control. Damage assessment and control. The team is then sort of like it's part of their response, should then choose an appropriate response. Now remember, you've already identified your first response unit, because you might be asking me, so Dwight, why do you then have two, you know, teams trying to operate in two different directions? Not actually two different directions. The other one is doing the assessment, a top-down assessment, looking at the situation in the external public. The other one, which is usually your frontline staff that has been identified as the first response units, they are the ones that have to deal with the general public or with customers or consumers on a daily basis. So they are then tasked or armed or empowered or given authority to sort of like deal and talk and give some form of interaction to the general public to tell them, listen, to allay any fears, to tell them, listen, do not worry. This is what is currently happening. This is the information that we currently have on hand, and we will be communicating it through our various communication channels or ultimately here through us in that regard. So that do not worry. Don't let your fears get the best of you. While the PR crisis team, which can be your marketing department or your communications departments, will then be seeing, okay, what's the scale of reputation damage? What's the scale of reputation being negatively impacted in terms of brand awareness or brand perception? What's the scale of the, you know, the control measures that we've got to implement? How far do we have to go? Does this impact any of our existing budgeting processes? For example, if you already had advertising campaigns and marketing campaigns planned, does this change the picture in terms of will it impact those campaigns? Will you have to re-divert resources from those campaigns in order to be invested into crisis management currently or not? Ultimately, the best scenario would be that you would have some resources left for at least for some form of crisis management. At least, best case scenario. Let me be honest, best case scenario. Not the ideal, but best case scenario. Now, before we hit our next ad break, we'll be coming right back and then discussing the last three in terms of just that discussion, those discussion points in terms of how to handle a crisis, a public relations crisis for that matter.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ovapuike, odhonongo, nova harupu okukuvatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omanao manene shimuna omaile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, as we come back, guys, from our extended break. So, you've had the opportunity to evaluate the crisis. You've had the opportunity of identifying your first response unit. You've got the opportunity of reacting at least a bit swiftly after you've gathered and assessed the problems without overreacting first off. However, you are now tasked with preparing a final plan of action. I almost said financial plan of action, but it's actually your final plan of action. But it will ultimately incur some form of financing to empower you to enact some of the decisions. Because you've got to be honest about this. You've got to own up to your mistakes. This even for an organization. Own up to your mistakes. This will show that you are a mature organization, ready to repair the damage that had been done. Doesn't matter what the damage might have been in terms of what caused the crisis in the first place. This can be something, for example, like if you guys remember the I almost said salmonella, but the reaction coming from South Africa with regards to the listeriosis. If you guys remember the listeriosis scenario a handful of years back, because it's more than 5 years that this came out. But if you guys remember that discussion point with various outlets in South Africa, especially the meat processing outlets in South Africa, having been found to be contaminated with this specific kind of if I can call it, is it a bacteria? But it's not a bacteria. Yeah, but especially with this kind of, aspect or entity known as listeriosis. Similar to salmonella, I say similar, but it was found obviously that you've got to have hygienic standards or some sort of hygienic standards in meat processing plants, and ultimately this does contaminate, the processed foods that that get produced at specific plants. Now, ultimately, there is a public relations crisis to deal with, because this is food. This is food that you're dealing with. If it's any other kind of aspect like damage to the environment or damage to people's water sources, it's also the same things that impact your daily life as a normal person out there if you're not part of the organization or if you're not a consumer or a customer. But even if you are a consumer and a customer, you would also feel some form of justice needs to be done. Some form of explanation is required. Why are you doing this? What are you going to do to repair this, to get or recuperate the trust that we lost? And it's in that sense, guys, that owning up to the mistakes as an organization, doesn't matter who you are, you can be from government, you can from government to private company, from individual person to a collective of people, from a single person, an individual, to a community. You've got to own up to mistakes. And you've got to indicate how you're going to repair the damage that had been done or that had been caused that led to the crisis of the way the organization is finding itself. This will then lead you to the next aspect of trying to cooperate with influencers. Well, an influencer in this scenario, and I'm going to share this with you, taking a look in Namibia's sense, will be slightly different to incorporate. I say this with a big heap of salt, not a grain of salt, but with a big heap of salt, because ultimately, dealing with influencers are out there for their own game. If you're not paying them, then, you know, will they really endorse your, you know, your product? Will they really be associated with your activities? Doesn't matter what kind of organization you are. Will they? Now, when you take a look in terms of cooperating or working in collaboration with an influencer, an influencer is usually based upon social media platforms, right? Right? So that's secondly where we come in with this discussion, because it depends on who the social media influencer is. It depends on the type of influence they carry. We've got to understand, guys, we've got 14 different kinds of languages in this country. So how are you going to influence this? Oh, I'm taking Namibia as that type of template. You know, if you have to work with an influencer, how are you going to deal with this? Is there an influencer that will fit the picture for the organization or not? Part of that then leads us to our final point in terms of crisis analysis, the public relations crisis analysis that will be conducted. Now, you'll be running two processes of evaluation. The one is during the crisis. The other one is now afterwards. This does signal in some way the post, but you can learn in this regard. You can learn a lot from mistakes that have been made. You can learn a lot. It's one of the most interesting aspects with regards to even with corporate lifestyle. Mistakes are usually taken as learning curves, as let's do better next time. You see this a lot even in soccer. You see that a lot in professional sports. Every year they compete for the same title. The guys that lost last season, they are there this season to compete again. Unless they were relegated in some form, then obviously they won't be able to compete for the same title. Now, in this final step, guys, it allows you to analyze the public relations crisis management plan and also to get conclusions in terms of what can be improved and so on. It's not to say, potentially, if you see that the plan of action that was rolled out was not successful. On top of that also, it would also be questionable in terms of seeing, you know, would the same kind of scenario, the same kind of crisis come back again? Would it the same time, the same type? Not necessarily. It might be a different one, spanning from a different approach. I gave you an example yesterday in terms of what the Netflix and Dave Chappelle discussion. There's always discussions coming out, guys. Always. And public relations, you see public relations in all of them. I mention that because the aspect of public relations is that you're not a spin doctor. A spin doctor is, you know, the communications strategists or communications consultant. It's those guys. But a public relations person is supposed to be the safety net. They are supposed to be the sort of like defenders of a brand's reputation. They are there them and the marketing team ultimately. They are there to defend. They can't be proactive. Proactivity comes from a communications strategist or communications consultant or communications manager or communications, whatever you call the person. It comes from their perspective. They are empowered to get in and get dirty, to start with proactive work. D defensive work is that for public relations and marketing teams. Although they do their normal communications, you know, aspects and exercises, however, they work in a pretty limited space. When they do have to deal with a public relations crisis, they are doing defensive work. Now, you've got to understand about when you have to react to a public relations crisis. I've given you some of the points, what you need to follow in terms of when one comes about. But let's deal with the real when the crisis comes about, the real when. Now, not every negative comment constitutes a public relations crisis that you can find even on social media. Not every one of them. That could also damage your brand reputation and requires your, you know, your company or organization's main representative, the chief representative, to get involved. Not every one of them. The real big problem appears when a mishap spreads in something like a news format. It always comes through in a news format. Now, you can implement something known as a triage technique. Now, a triage, guys, it comes from military terms because triage is like almost like a what do they call these hospitals here that we have? An intermediate hospital, you know, midway point hospital, those kinds of hospitals. Now, that's what a triage is, but a triage should be thought of almost like a clinic, you know, it's an extension. It's just a satellite. It's a field hospital. They can't do much. If you have to understand it, like in a militaristic sense, a triage center is there for crisis management. Triage centers, they take a look at, you know, you get the wounded and the sick. You get the wounded in. You treat them now before being transported. That's what triage does. You get them in. You take a look at their wounds and then you go. Now, in a public relations sense, if you have a triage technique in order to assess the severity of a crisis, of a potential PR disaster, this will allow you to at least put a little bit of an elastoplast somewhere and a little bit of a bandage here and give a panado here and a cough syrup over there. That's what it'll allow you to do. The person is still the disaster is still happening. The reputation is just sick or, you know, just slightly limping, but at least it can move. It can still continue. It won't be impacted to stop. Now, you've got to assess the problem early. And by doing so, this will help you manage the situation and not waste any resources on any other unnecessary actions. Ultimately, it's all about focusing in on the issue. That's ultimately what it speaks of. Focusing in on the issue. The moment you start just paying attention to other things and trying to think that this issue is this small, no, you're wrong. That small issue, in your perspective, will get...
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Coming back, guys, and heading into our last leg for today's discussion. It's ultimately to understand also that when you've got that triage scenario happening there, you've got to be dealing, you're technically going to be like an ambulance, technically. Now, I'm mentioning that because you're going to be responding. You're going to be reacting. Now, in that also, taking a look, considering the scenario of the crisis, you've also got to understand that it'll be based upon certain color codings that you can apply even. These are just, you know, very basic approaches and techniques and instruments that you can apply wherever you find yourself. But ultimately, it's all about that. Now, when you color code something, the best way to go about this is usually like that of a traffic signal. You've got a green, an orange, and a red. I don't know why we couldn't have a yellow in between there, but yeah, you've got a green, an orange, and a red. Green is still, yeah, it's all good. It's, you know, it's happy-go-lucky. It's cool, you know, it's cool jazz and all that. You know, everything is fine. Orange is just like, be on the alert. Be on the alert. We don't know if it'll go south very quickly or it will improve slightly better. And then you've got red, which is all about all, you know, all stations need to be on standby. Everyone needs to push in the same direction. Everyone needs to be up to defend. Now, when you've got these color-coded schemes going, your green tag is for situations that don't require any immediate actions from the organization or even from any kind of, you know, expertise that would be perhaps be included in terms of strategizing around it. This means that even though let's say, for example, one of your competitors are facing a crisis, this will obviously, in most cases, not impact your business or the way you operate on a daily basis. This chance, though, also is also that you will be able to see, you know, that the impact of how it will impact your business or your operations of your organization in one or other way. In one or other way. But still, it does call upon you to monitor the situation very closely. And to react by sending in a crisis response when needed. You've got to understand that this will be the scenario that you'll be faced with. Now we get into the orange tag or the orange label or the orange color scheme. And in that orange tag, is for situations that can possibly harm your business, your organization, and potentially destroy any customer trust or even general public trust that your brand or organization had accumulated. Now, think about one negative review out of hundreds of possible positive comments. Now, you should also keep an eye on such things, but what this implies also is that you need to, that's when your organization might have or would have social media presence or, you know, leaving customer reviews or, you know, just some form of a suggestion in a suggestion box or suggestion letter being received somewhere. But this does not mean you've got to assemble your crisis team just yet. No, it doesn't call for that action. It really doesn't. It just means that you've got to keep a tab on certain negative communication coming through from the broader public or even your customer base for that matter. Lastly, if you deal with the red tag is, well, red obviously means danger, as we all know. Red just means danger. Dealing with the red tag, you've got to be in a position to act quickly. In a position to act decisively, in a position where your business reputation and revenue is being placed in imminent danger or in the path of imminent danger, and you've got to ensure that it does not wreak the havoc that it poses, the potential havoc that it possesses. And that's where your response team comes in. Now, remember, we mentioned that you've got to have your first response team, which would be your frontline staff. Or frontline workers that you've got out there, they will be dealing with the general public and customer bases on a regular basis. So they are armed already in some sense of dealing and sharing information on a daily basis. However, you've got to empower them a lot more. Tell them, this is the communication we prepared. This is what the reasons. If they ask what are the reasons, share this with the general public. If there's a need for going on to various media platforms, radio, TV, print, for sure, get the spokesperson, you know, empowered, get the person ready, and let the person answer questions. Let the person be able, so that the general public and customers can see there's a face at least. And then this face represents the organization that, you know, is currently under this public relations threat or this public relations storm. But please do remember, people, please do remember that when you empower someone with a message, do not And there are bad examples to work from. And I mentioned one of the worst examples was the scenario of what's currently happening with the UK's Prime Minister, Boris Johnson. Just look at the public relations storm he himself. And I'm telling you to look from a lens, a PR lens, not to look from a current affairs political analyst or a, well, you can look at it from a political analyst perspective or from a perspective of, what you call it, or a perspective of, you know, just international relations and stuff like that. No. Put on a public relations lens. Take a look at the instances where he told one story, and this is the same thing. This is the same crisis where he told his first reaction was this story. His second reaction was a different story. His third reaction was then a completely closer to national new story. And international breaking and in news all that, you're not as it unfolds. A consistent
tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Disjointed communication.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.